Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, your host, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed firsthand the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking. In this podcast, we'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and equipped with the tools you need to build a thriving business. Today, I'm here with Carrie Barber, founder and principal medical legal consultant of Barber Medical Legal Nurse Consulting, LLC, and she also continues to be an active certified nurse midwife, keeping herself in, you know, what's going on at a day in, day out basis in that industry. So welcome, Carrie.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne. It's a pleasure. It's
great to have you, and I love speaking with you because I think, to me, this is so interesting because I love legal and medical drama, and the fact that you've got both of them going on here, it's very exciting, and it's nice to know that there's someone in this area that's doing this work. So why don't you tell me a little bit, maybe just start with how you got started as a nurse.
Sure. So I've been a nurse 25 years, and I specialized for the majority of my nursing career in women's healthcare. I'm also a doctorally prepared certified nurse midwife, OBGYN nurse practitioner, and have been so for the last 18 years. And in addition to that, I have work experience as a labor and delivery doctor, and also as a nursing professor. So I've worn a lot of hats that really have been very influential in my evolution as a business owner, a nursing entrepreneur, but also as a consultant. So those varied lenses that I've acquired over the years have fostered my ability to review these medical issues from many different perspectives, from the medical perspective, from the nurse perspective, and also from the hospital administrative lens, is very value added. My previous work roles really have been in stone that have taken me to this point in my career where I have been able to develop an independent medical legal consulting practice. That's how this all began for me.
The fact that you can look at it from so many different angles and have that experience probably makes you very valuable in this consulting area. How long have you been doing the consulting? When did you set that up?
Yeah, so I left hospital administration in September of 2020. And I launched my independent medical legal consulting practice and started functioning in that capacity as a medical legal consultant on a full-time basis.
So were there any challenges you found? Because prior to that, you weren't self-employed, right? You were working for the hospital or the universities. What gave you the motivation to do it? And what were some of the challenges you found?
Work changed from hospital administration and clinically working as a per diem sort of midwife for a hospital organization to going into academia. It was during that transition point where when I was starting in academia and I launched my medical legal consulting practice. And I was never an entrepreneur, and in nursing and in graduate school, you really don't learn the nuances, if you will, of business ownership and management. And so there were a lot of learning curves. But, you know, you have to surround yourself with a lot of influential, like-minded people who have shared goals and common interests, and really consider somebody that you interface with as a mentor, an opportunity to learn from each individual that you interface with. So that's been very value added.
The challenges with starting up a new business, what did you come across?
Sure. I think the biggest challenge was having grace for myself, because I expected more time return on my investments. And so I was naive to the of ongoing marketing and networking and the need for just constant efforts to connect with potential clients and other individuals in the industry that can be supportive. And it was really about 8 months to a year really to establish a network of clients that afforded me the opportunity to rely on that type of work as a whole source of income. And so, you know, I think that was the challenge, was me expecting immediacy and to be learning to have grace for the process and for myself and just trust the process and really not having a something to fall back on. Mindset, and you really can't have a backup plan because you're not motivated then to move forward and just continue on. And so really it's the mindset of achieving greatness and success and just being persistent and persevering in times where there's predictability and discomfort in what you're experiencing.
That's great advice, because it's a very typical starting up experience. I think
Absolutely.
Because everybody's in love with their own idea, and when they've never started up their own business before, it's really easy to not really understand that it does take usually 12 months at minimum before you really start to get some traction on it. So how did you keep yourself motivated? Like you did mention, like your desire to get this going, was that enough to keep you going?
Yes, I think that the mindset was very important in maintaining that mindset of great and excellence and striving for excellence every day, and just making a commitment to do something every day to develop your business. And for me, that was networking. I identified a certain day of every week where I was going to that for networking, and I designated one day a week for marketing, and I made a commitment to attend a number of different medical legal conferences and to meet new people, network, and educate others in regards to what services that I have available to offer them. So it's really a commitment to doing something every day, even if it's just the smallest. Ask like networking on LinkedIn, for example. LinkedIn has been a really great source of visibility for my practice. I've acquired a number of clients and return clients through LinkedIn. It's been a really great platform.
That's how I've kept in touch with you.
Yes, yes.
So it is good, especially for someone in a more professional type of industry. So those are some really great points on how to find new clients. So you've got your networking, going to conferences. I'm sure you still had lots of connections through all the various roles that you've had throughout the years. But the one thing that stands out to me that I find a lot of people miss, the time management, dedicating that time to doing your marketing, to doing your networking. Were you surprised about how much time it you have? You said this already, that having your own business, you spend so much time selling yourself as opposed to actually doing the work until you build that traction, and you can't afford to hire someone to do all that in the early days.
Right. Yeah. And it really requires you, especially if you're working in a home office, opportunity for someone who's working in that environment to allow to get distracted. And you really cannot allow yourself to get distracted. You have to have a period of time where you commit yourself to doing certain work tasks and not allow yourself to get distracted by the everyday activity, you know, because you won't have success in what you're doing. You really need to commit 100% of yourself to a successful business.
It doesn't seem like you're any stranger to hard work, because throughout your career, you've always gone for like additional qualifications and degrees. Like you have a doctorate in nursing. So, you know, I think that shows really well that like you're somebody that must manage your time well, because you're always striving to do more and get more qualifications, get more experience. You're actually getting clients and doing this work. Was it like you imagined it would be?
Yes and no. I feel that I was not aware of the amount of fulfillment and joy that I would acquire from this type of work. I've always been a very hands-on clinician. I've always worked in a hospital setting and rendered hands-on clinical care to my patients. And I still in a per diem role as a midwife. But I find that that I have that utilize my medical legal consulting service are so appreciative of my work, and they are grateful and they communicate their gratitude. And you don't feel that level of gratitude appreciation in a clinical setting, just probably because it's just so busy in the clinical setting. It's busy in the medical legal world too. But that was a surprise to me, is full of gratitude and appreciation that the legal team has for your role as a medical legal consultant or a testifying expert. Also,
that kind of shows, I guess, the big difference between the medical field and the legal field, because the medical field is, like you said, so fast paced and there's so many other things that you're looking for. Because I'm assuming that a lot of your work was involved with delivering babies in the past.
Yes.
People would be very grateful. I know I was very grateful of all the midwives around me when I had my kids, because I was like, I needed them. But yeah, like you said, there's like then the baby's there, and then there's all these other things to do. You know, you just want to kind of get on with it. And then you've got another baby to deliver right after that. So
Right. And it is very fast paced. And certainly I've received a lot of gratitude from my patients and my families, and it's wonderful. However, there's a difference in regards to the relationship building and fostering, nurturing, and continuation with my clients and the legal team. I have a great number of return clients, and the relationships that I have built with them are wonderful. And the fact that they are at a point in their career where they are comfortable enough with my work product and my quality of work that they are referring others to me, that speaks volumes. And I certainly think that referrals are the greatest compliment. So the fact that a good number of my return clients are now referring others to my services really speaks volume of the quality of work that I provide. And it feels good.
Now, one thing that I advise my clients is to actively seek referrals, especially from your A clients, your good clients, because they would tend to refer other A clients. Do you do that, or do you find you're not really needing to even ask?
I really don't need to ask, because a lot of my work comes from word of mouth. But like I said earlier, you need to be in the mindset of continuously marketing and networking. And so periodically, if in the event, not if, but when I have a conversation with one of my clients and he or she is speaking positively of the experience that they had with my interaction with them or the work product that I provided. I'll take that opportunity to say, hey, do you think that you would mind writing a testimonial? And I use testimonials, client testimonials on my webpage and in marketing approaches, but also I'll request a referral. So certainly that's something that you have to do. I mean, I feel like it's a very value-added approach to continuing to build your client base, regardless of the amount of work or continued client base that you have or repeat client base that you have.
Now, we haven't yet really talked about what you're doing specifically in the consulting business, because there's a number of different ways that you help people. So can you tell us a little bit about each of those services that you offer and who your clients are?
Sure. So the majority of my clients are plaintiff and defense attorneys. I certainly market to insurance companies and hospital organizations and government agencies as well. And so the work that we do is twofold. So we serve as consulting experts, so medical legal consulting, and naturally the specialization has evolved to be really specific to maternal, neonatal, and fetal birth injury and wrongful death, just based on my clinical background as a certified nurse and midwife. So we serve as a consulting expert in that you can provide a range of services. There's a multitude of services, and I strive to individualize the scope of work based on the needs of my clients. So if they're looking to retain my services as a consulting expert or a behind the scenes expert, then what that looks like is they will provide me records to review. And I will provide what's called a merit review. So I'll review the records and identify if there are any signs of negligence by the part of the hospital organization or individual providers or nurses. And then we can help with case development. So the development of deposition questions, trial preparation, the performance of literature searches, to help with our legal team in developing a medical legal case if in the event there's evidence of negligence. And then if in the event they choose to retain my services as a testifying expert specific to a litigation involving a certified nurse midwife or an OB nurse or a hospital perinatal team, then they certainly can retain me as a testifying expert as well. So there's a multitude of ranges. And in addition to that, Barber Medical Legal Nurse Consulting is also a approved and accredited continuing education provider. So a number of my clients have requested an educational session specific to the case theme, if you will. And so for example, if in the event it was a birth injury and the allegation was injury to the newborn related to a hypoxic ischemic event, then I would, if I'm asked to provide education specific to fetal monitoring, then I would provide that education to their legal team. And if in the event they had nurses on their legal team, then I am in a position where I can offer continuing nursing education credit to their nurses. So it's value added. And also it's a win-win situation for everybody. And so that's another aspect that was recently added to our scope of services was the approved accredited continuing education provider.
And that's valuable because now you're helping them be proactive to avoid cases coming up.
Well, it's important to make sure that all members of the legal team involved are educated and informed on the standards of care. So that they can go into these cases, you know, having a baseline understanding of standards specific to perinatal care delivery. But to your point, is that has always been my goal, is to be more proactive than reactive in regards to reducing the incidence of litigation in perinatal care and to minimize the risk of reoccurrence. And so continuing education is significant, and it's so important And my hope is that a growing number of defense firms and hospital organizations will utilize our services in an effort to reduce risk for their hospital system.
Do you find that there are certain law firms that specialize in these type of cases, or part of the law firm that does?
Yeah, so that there are a number of law firms that do specialize in birth injury. It's a very unique niche, birth injury litigation. It's very complex because you have two patients. You have the mom and you have the baby, and usually the records are very voluminous because you have the mom and you have the baby. And the care delivery is very unique, and there's unique terminologies that are found in perinatal care delivery that aren't found or used in the typical medical care arena. And so there's a huge learning curve when it comes to birth injury litigation. And it's really crucial to have a birth injury medical legal consultant on your team as early as possible in the beginning stages of case identification and case development, just because it is a very unique niche, and it's really value added to have an obstetrical clinician who is currently still clinically active, but also who has that education, training, knowledge, and experience to really help support case development and really bolster your position in the litigation.
So adding on the continuing education, is that something that you thought you might be adding on, or did that just come up kind of as you were doing it?
Yeah, it really just evolved naturally. I had a growing number of clients who were requesting an educational session. And so I developed an educational session. It was specific to the basics of fetal monitoring. And I found myself regularly using that educational session as a reliable source of baseline education for my law firms or my attorney clients. And so that's how that evolved. And then as I was getting more and more involved, and as my relationship built with these legal teams, I learned of the growing number of law firms that hire internal nurses to review medical legal cases or potential medical legal cases. And so I was thinking, well, how can I not only provide that baseline education that's being requested of me, but also add a service or a perk that could support their legal team? And so when it comes to employed nurses in legal teams, they need continuing nursing education credit to remain licensed in their state. And so it's a service that the nursing staff can take advantage of, and they have the means of acquiring required continuing nursing education credit through Barber Medical Legal Nurse Consulting.
So that's a great add-on to what you do. Do you see that expanding in the future?
The continuing education program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope so. It's in its infancy. So we just launched the continuing education program approximately a month ago. My hope is that it does evolve to be even greater, in that there's a growing number of legal teams and hospital organizations and insurance companies that would like to retain my services as a continuing education provider to provide a educational session for a larger group of people, either in person or live remote by means of Zoom. And certainly that is a service that is available now, but to date it really hasn't been taken advantage of. It's really been more one-on-one Zoom sessions or Zoom educational sessions predominantly rather than in person.
Have you thought about doing any sort of like self-paced video-based stuff that might be more scalable for you?
Yeah, so that's predominantly what's offered right now through our continuing education program is self-paced webinars. whereby the individual student can perform that educational session at their own time in the comfort of their own home or wherever they may be. So that's predominantly what's being offered, or not offered. All modes of education are offered currently, but the one mode that's currently the most popular is the self-paced learning sessions.
I guess that's easier for people.
Sure.
But that could be something that could really take off and not be dependent on your time, except for setting it all up. But what you could get a team in to help you with that once it gets to a certain point.
Right.
So that could be a whole other way to go. But are your clients mostly in the upstate New York area where we are?
No, I have a good number of clients in New York State. However, my services are stretched throughout the nation. And so we are available to collaborate with plaintiff and defense attorneys across the nation, regardless of me being licensed in New York State. That's not a barrier to being able to offer our medical legal consulting services to different states.
Because you're not performing medical services, you're just consulting, so you're not a legal professional.
Correct.
Yeah. Are the laws similar around the country?
I won't speak to across the country on an international level, but nationally, there are variations in regards to serving as a testifying expert. Really, there's commonality across the nations in regards to the role that I provide as a consulting expert. When it comes to me serving as a testifying expert, there are some variations from state to state.
But that's down to the law firm to advise you on that, the legal
aspect
of it. And you're just giving them the input as to what's happened in the whole medical case.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. That's so interesting. Do you have anything else that you're planning on moving into or expanding in the future?
At this time, no. I really want to focus on continuing to service my attorney clients based on the needs of their law firm. And we've had a growing number of clients and a continuing we have a lot of repeat or return clients. So that's wonderful. And a lot of that has come from word of mouth. And again, we just launched the continuing education program. So really my focus is on nurturing that and growing that and scaling that where we have a greater outreach and greater opportunity to offer in-person sessions based on the needs of the organization or based on the needs of the legal team.
So if someone's interested in working with you, what's the best way for them to go about that?
Sure. They can visit our website to learn more about the scope of services that we offer. They can certainly email me as well. That's probably the best approach is email, or they can certainly direct call, but email correspondence is wonderful. My email is contact@barbermedicallegalnurse.com. I strive to have a lot of transparency and availability. So my typical turnaround time on returning emails is within 1 to 4 hours, during normal business
hours. Very good.
I don't like a backlog of emails, so I strive to stay current with that. But email is the best means of correspondence.
So I'll have all those details will be in the show notes. So listeners, check the show notes for how to get in touch with Carrie. Is there anything else that we may have missed or you want to include?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of ground, and I think really just, just reinforcing that the scope of service is truly individualized based on the needs of the clients. And we service both defense and plaintiff attorneys, as well as hospital organizations, insurance companies, government agencies. And we have a large range of services that are available. And if you want to learn more, just visit us on our website.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.